I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. As you might have heard already, today is Nelson Mandela's birthday. The former South African president is 90 years old. Mandela's already been feted at a birthday concert in London, and today he celebrated his birthday at home in a village in South Africa. He was surrounded by his grandchildren and other relatives. Nelson Mandela is idolized around the world as a symbol of reconciliation and forgiveness. Here's Mandela after he was sworn in as president, South Africa's first black president, in 1994.
We enter into a covenant that we shall build a society in which all South Africans, both black and white, will be able to walk tall without any fear in their hearts, assured of their inalienable right to human dignity, a rainbow nation at peace with itself and the world.
But today, an older-sounding Mandela said that his country is divided between the haves and have-nots.
There are many people in South Africa who are rich, who can share those riches with people who are not so fortunate, who have not been able to conquer poverty. If you look around, even in town, it's not only the countryside, even in town, there's a lot of poverty.
Mandela told reporters he's fortunate to make it to 90 years old. He said if you're poor in South Africa, you're not likely to live long. Mandela spent 27 years as a political prisoner. He was finally freed in 1990. And 4 years later, he became South Africa's first black president, ending the white minority rule of apartheid. There's a whole generation of South Africans born since the end of apartheid. They're known as born frees. This week, producers Mike Rehfeld and Sue Valentine spoke to some 12- and 13-year-olds in Cape Town, South Africa, about Nelson Mandela. Here's what they had to say.
I think Mandela is the most respected person. I mean, definitely in South Africa, but he could be at least in the top 10 in the world.
I wouldn't be surprised if one day, like maybe long after he dies, they're like saint him.
He was leading the ANC group, and they were fighting against, I forgot his name now, but the bad guy. And and then they didn't like it because they were the presidents and they were really bad. So they decided, well, if we lock him up, he won't be able to do anything. So how about that? And then they locked him up.
Before 1994, people couldn't talk about him. So after it, he brought freedom. Now everybody's equal. They can talk about him. Everyone has rights.
When it was apartheid and that whole thing, he was like the rebel and everyone thought he was bad and he was put in prison. And now that he's 90, he's probably one of the most well-known faces and respected faces in the world.
He's a man that thinks for everyone but not himself. He's great, he's powerful and he's strong.
I think he's a really kind person to all the children of South Africa, and he's like our grandfather.
I met him when I was very small. He actually put me on his hip and then he stroked my hair, and I was really cross with him because I don't like people playing with my hair. But of course I had no idea who he was. I realized what an honor it was later on.
Happy 90th birthday, Madiba!
We want to say thanks for him to giving us freedom, and you must enjoy his birthday.
And may he live a longer life, and maybe after 2010 and more years. And thank you for giving us freedom.
I hope you keep doing what you do and live long and long and long.
The voices of children in Cape Town, South Africa, on Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday. Mike Rehfeld and Sue Valentine produced our story.